Mother, Nagar dear, I'm going to say something and don't say no.
That's the typical habit of the Firuz Anfars. Go ahead.
What's going on now?
I want us to go to a charity organization to see children who have to work.
What are children who have to work?
They're children who are forced to work while they go to school. You've seen them. Standing at street corners selling candy, socks, flowers, and such things.
Aha.
I have to study today.
Forget about studying. Today we have to go see these children. Mother dear, you're always so active in charity work.
Tell me how much I have to give them. I'll write the check and you can go and give it to them, darling. I can't come with you, dear.
The more you give, the more help it'll do. But you also have to come. The main thing is for you to come yourself. I want you to see the place.
Don't you have to go to the hospital, doctor?
I've taken the day off.
But why?
I have to go to my aunt's house. It's been 2 weeks since Fariba's come from Canada, and I haven't been able to go and see the poor thing yet. Darling, you can count me out.
Now we can go there in a couple of days. But today this is what we're doing, and I don't want any excuses.
Don't insist, darling. I can't come.
Mother!
Very well. Now just eat your breakfast, darling. Did we finish all the cookies?
Yes, last night.
Oh, I wanted to have some with green tea. Very well.
Have some butter, Mom.
No. You're starting it again.
The key is to the safe in my office. You can hold on to it. There are two files in my desk drawer. Inside them is the defense argument. I've written on each of them to which department they should be given.
All right, sure. You can rest assured about the office. I'll be paying attention to everything.
With your presence, I'm not worried about the office at all. Ghazal!
Hello!
Darling. Hello, my sweet child. Take good care of yourself.
Aren't you coming with us?
No, I can't go with you. I have a ton of work
here. My little darling.
Go on, sweetie. Take very good care of yourself, all right?
Okay.
Come, get in, child.
Goodbye. Have a good trip.
Thanks. By the way, I keep remembering bits and pieces. My phone will be turned off. If anything comes up, send me an email. I'll check it every day.
Sure.
Goodbye for now.
Have a safe trip.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Firuz Anfar.
Hello, Mrs. Arnia.
You were supposed to give me a call. I kept waiting for your call, but it never came. I don't know. I thought maybe you accepted Mr. Nikar's suggestion and had given up.
No way. In fact, I wanted to call you, but I had a business meeting come up. So I have to get going now.
Whatever you prefer. I only called because the court date is coming up soon so that we could figure out what to do. But very well, it's not a problem. We'll leave it for another time.
Look, Mrs. Arnia, the office that I'm going to is close to the art house. Why don't you come there in 2 hours so we can talk and also get something to eat?
I don't know. Let me see if I can make the arrangements. I'll give you a call.
Very well, so I'll be waiting. Goodbye, then. Ma'am, I'm going to Badaran Sazet Company. If anyone calls, tell them I'll be back in the afternoon.
All right,
goodbye.
Sure. Have a good day, Mr. Prezanfa.
Goodbye.
Hello there, Aunt. I'm Bahar. How are you? The truth is, if it's not too much trouble, I wanted to come to the school with my mother and sister to see you.
Guests are always precious to God. But the truth is, I don't think the place I work, whether it's
a normal school or one for children who work, is an appropriate place for a meeting. In addition to that,
I don't want my colleagues to find out that I have a family that haven't asked about me for 20 years, and that now, for some hidden reason, I've become valuable to them.
Yes, I understand you. So if you don't mind, let's meet at a restaurant. The truth is, my sister Nagar would really like to meet you.
All right. Text me the address.
Sure, I'll do it right now. I can just come pick you up and we'll go there together.
No, my girl. I'll get a cab and go there myself. Thanks anyway.
All right, whatever you prefer. I'll text you the address right now. Goodbye for now.
Hello. Goodbye. If you have anything new to say, put it between these two words.
I really love paintings and photography. I always wished I could take a camera, jump in a car and drive all across Iran from one city to the next and take pictures of everything I saw, but it never happened. I've always been caught up with problems.
Don't you think you've gotten too involved with work?
Of course, it's not always like this. Sometimes it happens that we have nothing at all to do for a few months. But you're right. I have to do something about my life.
You know the late Akbar Radi?
Yes. Is there anyone that doesn't know him? I've read all his screenplays. May God bless his soul.
By the way, Mr. Firuzanfar, is there any work in your company for a 22-year-old man?
Depends who it is.
It's my brother.
What can he do?
Unfortunately, nothing.
Well, I really don't know how I should answer you right now.
Forget about it. I wasn't serious. Very well, we've seen this side. If you don't mind, let's get to the main point.
We can't do it here. How about a fruit smoothie?
Sure, that's fine.
Then let's go downstairs. Come on.
Before I give you my suggestion, I want to know whether you're concerned about the consequences to your family from starting this fight.
Yes. In order for justice to be served, I'm sacrificing a lot of things. It's possible that after the fight starts in court, it'll cause serious damage to many relationships.
That's true.
But for me, what's important is for the truth to come out.
So you've done your thinking and have made your decision?
Yes, absolutely.
That's good. I wanted to say, of course, if you agree to it, I can personally take over responsibility of your case, but without Mr. Nikan knowing about it. Maybe with the witnesses and evidence that you have, I can do something to make the case move forward more quickly.
You mean you want to keep Mr. Nikan out of the loop?
Look here, Mr. Firuzanfar. I truly hate sneaking around. I'm only willing to do this because of you.
Well, doing this, to do this, isn't it called betrayal?
It's stupidity. Last night I was thinking to myself, and I realized it's not right to just leave you on your own like this without any hope. But it appears I made a mistake, right?
No. It's good. I like it. Just let me think about it.
All right. I just want to ask you not to let Mr. Nikar learn anything about this, otherwise he'll fire me. Without question, for sure.
All right. You can rest assured. Have your fruit smoothie.
Thank you.
This way, please.
Thank you.
It's interesting that after all these years of not seeing each other, you're so quiet.
Well, as they say, the silence is filled with the things not said, you know.
Now, why insist, darling? Maybe there's nothing to be said.
Your mother is right. It's pointless. You can't put a broken egg back together.
We can talk about the past. If your rights have truly been taken from you, you should frankly tell us about it.
What rights? What are you talking about?
Uru and Zanfars always feel like they're owed something. But regarding the past and the inheritance and financial matters, I don't want anything. Even though, after seeing Bazaard, I realized that I was conned out of a lot of money. What we got wasn't even half of what we should have been given. But it doesn't matter. The past is in the past.
Well, if you're not satisfied, you can file a complaint.
I said I don't have any complaints against anyone. My rights were abused in other ways that you already know about, Ms. Surur.
In what other ways, Auntie?
I had the right to have a father, which was taken away from me. I had the right to have a family that would protect me, which never happened. I had the right to have a normal married life, which I never had.
But it wasn't our fault.
What do you know about my life?
We've come so you could tell us about it.
Do you know the reason that I never got married?
Not a whole lot. But it probably wasn't your fate.
Yes, you could look at it that way. I went to the registry office with the person I loved in order to get married. But my father didn't come. Do you know why?
He had a stroke.
You gave him a stroke. What I mean by you is Hisham, Habib, and everyone else that knew about my mother's marriage to my father. They used 1,001 ways to put pressure on him. You put so much pressure on him and made him so upset that he had a stroke and died.
Well, that's really unfair. As far as I remember, Hesam went after your father to take him to the registry office when it happened. Of course, the reason why your fiancé backed out, well, I don't know about that.
My suitor stepped forward because of my father's reputation. When he saw what things were like, he got frightened. Under pressure from his family, he stepped back. And gradually he went away.
The only true thing you said is that all Firouz Anfars think they're owed something. Hesam spent his entire life taking care of Habib and his wife and children, and now look how you're paying him back.
Yes, you're right. Hesam did a lot of good things in his life. But sometimes he did some things that wiped away all the good he had done. If you didn't know, then you should. Baha, thank you for inviting me here. But I have to go now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Auntie.
Is that what you wanted? For her to talk to us like that? She said whatever she wanted about your father.
Thank you for the smoothie.
You're welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. I say, Miss Azania, I wanted to tell you something. Maybe it's a bit irrelevant, but it's not important. Well, the truth is, it's been a while. I've developed feelings for you. So I thought that if it's possible, we could see more of each other. Is that all right with you?
What do you mean?
I meant, besides this attorney-client relationship, if it's possible, we could get to know each other better. I don't know, the theater, a concert, a movie, or like today, a gallery.
And what for?
Well, I'm certain you're not one of those girls that as soon as someone says hi to you, you tell them to bring the family to come ask for your hand.
In fact, I actually am.
Really?
Yes, really.
You expect me to...
I don't expect anything from you, Mr. Firouz Anfar. We had a working relationship, which is over now.
Please don't misunderstand me, Mrs. Zania. Anyhow, if two people want to marry each other, they need to get to know each other.
You don't know anything about me.
But I want to know. Is that a problem?
Instead of all this, you better try to get the bail together, Mr. Firouz Anfar. Take care of your witnesses. It wouldn't be bad if you contacted your uncle again, see if he has anything new to say or not, or if he wants to continue pretending he doesn't know anything. Goodbye. Also, this was our last meeting. I made a mistake to come. It seems I caused you to make a mistake too. I'm sorry, goodbye. I can't believe this. Hey, excuse me. Did you see where the owner of this car went?
No, ma'am.
Who does this car belong to? The driver of this car? Hey, who does this car belong to?
What, ma'am? What?
Is this your car?
Why did you set off the alarm?
Man, is this how you park your car? Just look. You've pressed it up against my car. How am I supposed to get out? You've made me waste a lot of time.
But, ma'am, why are you hitting it? If you have to wait 2 minutes for us, is it such a big deal? Come on.
Stop talking nonsense. Come move your car, sir.
You're the one that's talking nonsense. You better watch your mouth.
You're the one that needs to watch
his
mouth.
Don't get upset about it. Forget it. Don't argue with her.
Are you coming to move your car, or should I get the police to take it away?
You think you're scaring a child? My car's fine. I'm not moving it.
The hell you won't.
Shut your mouth.
She scratched it here, and she's broken the taillight.
Hey, man, why are you talking nonsense? That was there before.
It's not a problem. Her daddy will pay for it.
What are you saying? Talking all this garbage
I'm saying
yourself.
You kicked it. You spoiled little rich girl. You think you're something special.
You'd better watch what you're saying.
What's going on, man? What's going
Ask
on, man?
Ask that spoiled little rich girl what's going on.
Watch your
Forget
mouth.
About
what
it,
way
man.
Is that to talk to
What's
a lady?
It got to do with you? Who do you
it's
think you are?
It's got everything to do with me.
Okay, everyone,
calm down. What do you think you're doing?
Shut your mouth.
Get on
your
knees.
Get on your knees.
Get on your knees.
Get on your knees.
Calm down.
Your knees should be good enough.
Stop it, guys. Hey, calm down. There's no need for it. Time to get away.
Come on.
Get lost. Come on. Move it. Calm down.
Go, man. Go.
Why do you react like this? Man, get lost.
Why do you react like this?
Fire, it's just a car.
I'm going to call
it a little scratch. What are you doing here?
Talk to respect.
Real
we're other people.
Calm down, calm down.
Whoa.
There's no need for
Ma'am,
us.
Didn't you hear? I'll pull back and you can take your car out and get it over with.
No, calm down.
Walk away. Sit down and walk away.
Everyone just calm down.
Relax, sir.
Okay,
relax.
Stop it, man.
Hey,
take your hands off.
Calm down.
All right, stand back.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop it. Look what you've done. Just stand over there. Just relax. Just relax. Everything's over now.
Hello? Mother? Homa? You're not here.
Hello. You've come home early.
Hello yourself. I've come right on time. If you want to smoke that damn cigarette, do it outside. I don't want it stinking up the house. Why should we have to smell it? Where's Mother?
I don't know. She's gone out with Homa to do some shopping. Poor thing, Homa. She was so depressed, Mom took her out so she could get some fresh air. Poor thing said she hasn't been out of the house for so long, she's afraid of going up the street. Argavan?
What?
You got 80,000 tomans you could give me?
How much?
About 80,000 tomans. I need it.
Again, Sina?
Yeah, I'm in a bind.
Reach into my purse. Take my ATM card. I think there's 60,000 tomans in it.
I love you, sis. Put it on my tab, okay? I'll pay you back soon.
Yeah, just like all the other times.
Oh, hey, your cell phone's ringing.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna hang up. I'm going out, bye.
Hello, hi. Are you better? Please forgive me. I'm truly sorry for what happened.
You know, Mrs. Zarnia, on the way back home, I was just thinking, a lot of the times, things happen exactly when they're supposed to. What's important is how we look at these events.
I don't understand what you mean.
What I mean is...
I'm not that upset about the fight that happened. Not upset at all.
What's that mean? What if, God forbid, something had happened to you while fighting those thugs?
Well, that's what's great about it.
One person becoming concerned about the other one.
You called to tell me these things.
In addition to telling you that I've thought about your suggestion.
And?
I'm now ready to sign a contract with you based on the same rates. I'd agreed with Mr. Nikar.
You mean it's not important to you that I have to sneak around behind my boss's back?
No, not important.
You can imagine that punch to my nose changed my mind.
Very well. I'll call tomorrow so we can meet up. Again, I'm very sorry about what happened today.
I already told you there's no need to apologize. Sometimes things happen that on the surface are bitter, but on the inside they're sweet.
Goodbye, Mr. Firouz Anfar.
Goodbye.
That's just great. That's just great. We've really brought you up well. Is that right, Bahar? Is this how it is? Surur?
Yes?
Why did you go along with them?
Why are you asking me? Ask your daughter. She's taken charge of everything now. I went along just to see what's going on.
Say something, Bahar.
She didn't say anything you didn't know. The same old story.
Our problem is, Father, that we never see the other side of things. Or if we do, all we do is pretend to ignore them.
What do you mean?
Father, have you ever sat down and talked to her? Do you know what effect being alone and apart from her family have had on her life?
So if that's the case, you've already passed judgment and given sentence behind my back. I've become a criminal, and your aunt is innocent and owed something.
That's right. That dear aunt accused everyone of whatever she liked. Me, you, that dearly departed Habib and his wife. Here, take it.
Mother, dear.
What?
As psychiatrists say, this is a personality complex that we all suffer from. Your sister kept her family secrets to herself for so long that they're eating her up from the inside.
Father, we went to resolve a family dispute, not to fan the flames even more.
Who told you to interfere in this matter, Bahar?
What? Did I do something wrong now?
You're playing with my reputation. You understand? I've become a big liar. No one believes what I say anymore.
It's better if you, Aunt, and Bazaar sit down together and talk things out. I swear your problems, they'll be resolved, Dad.
You, for one, don't need to teach me what I need to do. I won't repeat it, okay? Without my permission, no one has the right to go to your aunt or uncle's house. Listen, Bahar, it means no phone calls either. Otherwise, I'll know what to do with you.
Your herbal tea. There you go. Is that what you wanted? You won't be happy until you've given him a heart attack.
Why aren't you eating your food? Eat something.
I can't, man. I've got an upset stomach. I hear so many bad and problematic things, of course I don't have an appetite. But for some, it's no problem at all. I can't believe how arrogant he is. I just can't believe it.
Look, Manushe, it's Bezard's choice to do what he wants to do. You're my offspring. Fine, you're my son. Fine.
Really? You're Bezard? Fine. You're Manusha? Fine. It doesn't matter. Why am I even getting upset about this? Why should I even get myself involved? Get up, man.
Manusha, stop talking so much nonsense. If you have something to say, then say it.
Huh? And if I say it, will you listen?
Yes, I'll listen.
Then why are you acting so stubborn, then? Why do you keep on insisting doing whatever it is that you want to? Hey, man? I called Mehran Nikar, and he said he's no longer your attorney. It's because he's realized that you're going down a dead end, bro.
I'm the one that got rid of him, because he wasn't moving the case forward. He wasn't following up. And listen up to what I'm saying. Sohail has to get out of jail so that my witness will come to court and also give me the video that they've got. In order for Sohail to get out of jail, I need the deed to this house so that I can bail him out. Got it?
I'm really sorry, Mother, but I have to leave this private meeting. And from now on, it's got nothing to do with me.
Mother, don't you want the truth to come out? Either I'm making a mistake or my uncle is lying. Let's use the deed to bail him out. Once he's out, everything will become clear.
Your answer is no. No? No, I don't trust you. And I will not give you the deeds to this house. Filing complaints is easy for you. File against me.
Soraya, she won't listen to me. Why don't you convince her?
If I were certain that you're right, I'd do it for sure. You know what it is, Bezard? I just can't find a way to accept that Uncle killed our father. If that's the case, then I doubt everything. Even the ground I'm walking on. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Huh. Good thing you didn't have an appetite.
What happened?
What did you want to happen? Mom wouldn't let him do it. She won't give the deed.
Oh, man. Well, he'll eventually convince Mom. He'll eventually get the deed from her. You'll see.
Munache, have you seen my papers anywhere?
Papers? What papers?
The sample questions for the test to become a tax inspector. I'd put them right over here.
How should I know? There were some papers on the coffee table. I either put them behind the couch or I put them in one of the drawers over there.
Look at me. Didn't I tell you not to touch anything I put here, not to move it?
Man, leave me alone, Soraya. It's not as though we're living in a mansion not to know where we've put something. It's either over there or over here.
Oh, man. What do you care about this house and the deed? Let's suppose we give the deed to Bezard. Why are you so upset about it?
You really don't know why I'm upset, Soraya? Man, it took 1,000 tricks and apologies to convince Uncle to let me go back to the factory. Now, if that brother of yours gets that thief out of jail, then he'll get angry and he'll fire me again.
Aha. So you're just worried about yourself, that's what it is.
I'm worried about myself, Sarah. I'm worried about our life. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about our future, our children's future. That's what I'm worried about. Not for nothing. You're the eldest daughter of the family. Your share is as much as Bezard's. You won't be getting any less. Just say, it's your deed, it's your land, it belongs to you and you won't give it.
Look, Manuche, half this house belongs to Bezard, you get it?
That's fine, the other half is yours.
No, the other half is split between me and my mum.
What's that mean? You mean half of it is Bezard's and you and your mum the other half? That's great. So for them, you're a half, but for me, you're a full person.
It all depends on who I'm being compared to.
Look, Soraya, don't do something. I say...
That's enough now.
Soraya, I love you, my special darling. I swear to you, on Manucha's life, there is no work out there. If I can't work in the factory, I'll become unemployed and I'll sit in the house. And then I'll have to just eat and I'll just have to sleep and nothing else. Then all of a sudden I'll have a stroke and a heart attack all at the same time and I'll become bedridden and I'll become an even bigger problem to you than you can even imagine.
Manucha, just stop it already. Instead of this nonsense, let's go follow up on our medical tests. The doctor I talked to said there's a new method that will definitely yield results. She said many were successful and after 15 years were able to get pregnant. I wanted to talk to Baha about it, but I was too embarrassed. What are we supposed to say to them?
Why didn't I think of it myself? One of the workers at the factory knows a witch doctor.
Stop talking nonsense, Monocha.
Man, I am not saying it for myself. I meant it for that stupid idiot brother of yours. I thought maybe he could cast a spell and fix his brain for us.
I'm being very serious with you. Should I get an appointment with the doctor?
Man, leave me alone. You're killing me with all of these doctors. Thousands of people have the same problem that we do. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Shameful and embarrassing is the kind of things that your brother is doing. It's just like a bomb that's exploded in the middle of the city. But we've just stuck our heads in the sand and say that it's just some kind of private family dispute.
Look, dear. What does Bazaar have to do with you?
What do I care about Bazaar here?
I don't want it. Eat it yourself. Should I make an appointment with the doctor?
Man, you're killing me. Do it. Do it. But on your mother's life, hide that deed somewhere no one can find it. That stupid idiot will find it and just cause more trouble for us. I'm telling you that's what he'll do. We got any more onions?
No, we don't.
Oh, man. Go downstairs and get an onion for us. And also check to see what's going on.
All right. So I'll make an appointment for Monday.
Go ahead if you want to. You're killing me. Look, bring me a bowl of that spaghetti. I've got a craving. Our only problem is not having a child.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس‌هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کار باش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن